Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
We go live to Abta and Sean Tipton. Good morning to you, Sean.
Morning, Giles.
And I'm looking at pictures at the moment of people basically getting blown inland over in Cornwall and in South Wales. How is this going to affect the travel industry today?
Yeah. Storm Eunice. Show my age here. I remember 1987, the great storm.
Yeah.
I remember waking up the next morning in London and, well, put it this way, a lot of trees have been blown down. the reason I want to talk about this from a travel perspective is a very simple reason being, with winds that strong, I think there's going to be a lot of flights cancelled today. I certainly wouldn't be too keen coming into Gatwick with winds like that. So if you've got flights into the UK, I'm not saying they will definitely be cancelled, but I think it's worthwhile checking whether that's going to happen or not.
It's not only that. I mean, looking at some of the pictures, we've got obviously TV in here, and they had the ferries going out of Dover, and that looked extremely unpleasant.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously safety's got to come first to these things, hasn't it? So, I mean, if the waves are up and it's dangerous conditions. I remember getting a ferry a few years ago coming from the island of Ischia in Italy, going over to the mainland.
Right.
And it didn't look that bad, but even so, they were cancelling ferries because they said it was just not safe to go out. So, anyway, not the best, obviously, and especially as it's half term. So there will be families coming back today, so they might actually end up having another day overseas. Now, if that kind of thing ever does happen to you, if you're on a package holiday, the tour operator will look after people. They just generally just leave them in the hotel, get them on the next available flight, yeah? And so it's annoying, but obviously you can't. If it's not safe, then things will be cancelled. So, as I said, it's a double check. I'm not saying they will be, but I think it's, you know, really have a look if you're due to fly out today to the UK.
And presumably, if they do start cancelling flights and whatever, there's going to be a bit of a backlog as well, isn't there? It's not just a question.
Yeah, exactly. It can mean that it's, I mean, even though it's half term, it's still not the busiest time of year. So, the bookings aren't quite where they would have been. So, they're going to be a bit of extra capacity there. But yeah, you're quite right. It doesn't mean necessarily. It's a bit of inconvenience, really. So, but the main flights, actually, to be fair, people coming home will be tomorrow and Sunday. Because obviously all the kids are due back on school on Monday.
Right. Okay. Talking about kids going back to school and kids travelling in general. Of course, we had the announcement from Spain that they weren't going to be looking for.
Yep.
You can fill us in exactly what was said last week and what's happened since.
Well, yeah, we talked about it, didn't we? The whole issue about if your kids were 12 and 17, Spanish said that everybody had to be double vaccinated, even that category. So that was a problem for families. Obviously, if you've got kids that age, then they, unfortunately, quite a lot are not double vaccinated in the UK. So quite a few families chose not to go to Spain, to go elsewhere. And even though, to be fair, Spanish did eventually say that, okay, they could come if they'd been tested. By that stage, it was our members were saying just a couple of days ago, it was too late. A lot of families have voted with their feet and decided not to go to Spain over half term. So I think, I mean, usually by far the most popular destination are the Canary Islands for obvious reasons. Nice weather, not too far to go. But I think quite a few, they headed off to, believe it or not, to southern Turkey. In the past, the southern Turkey bird is pretty good around this time of year, but it was just very difficult to get to. In fact, it was impossible to get to. There were no direct flights, but a couple of tour operators thought, actually, that we got, there's a possibility here that we could open up a new product, and they have. So quite a few families did that. They went out to Turkey instead. So it's just, you know, it just goes to show that, I mean, obviously it was the right thing to do in the end, but it came a bit late. And I think the other problem we might see for later on in the year is families tend to book their holidays quite early, their summer holidays, that is. They don't generally leave it till very late in the day. And it might be that quite a few of them have done exactly that because of that element of uncertainty, decided, okay, we'll book a summer holiday, but we'll go elsewhere. We won't go to Spain. So bit of an issue there, I think. I still think Spain's going to do really well just because, you know, because what it is, it's by far the most popular overseas destination. But I think some bookings will definitely have been lost.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because obviously some areas have you know, opened up quicker than others. Obviously, you know, if I was to leap in the car and go four hours west, I'd be in Portugal, and that opened up. And we're seeing a lot of people going to Portugal. And it's, you know, Turkey, you know, before this, I mean, Turkey has always been an interesting holiday location. It's always been, you know, in the past couple of years, not only have we seen more you know, populist holidays going over there, but also we're seeing sort of boutique hotels and opening up in Turkey and you know, Croatia, etc.
Well, I go to the world travel market every year, Giles, and there's always a lot of Spanish media there because obviously tourism is so important for the Spanish economy. And it's a question I get asked every year, you know, what do you think business will be like? And the one thing I always make very clear, got to be conscious of the competition. And Turkey, very much so. It's as you say, 20 years ago, there weren't actually that many good quality hotels. So best of all in the world, not that many people go, because there wasn't very many places for them to stay. That's no longer the case. They've got lots of very good quality hotels. And also this year in particular, because of the exchange rate with the Turkish lira, as we've seen, Giles, their economy's in a terrible state. It's not good news if you're Turkish, but if you're visiting, you'll get a lot more money for your euros and your pounds than you would have done a few years ago. I think the exchange rate is something, I've checked it recently, and it's probably six times more for your money than you would have got two or three years ago. I think the inflation rate is pretty high, so that's going to account for a lot of that, but even so, it's very good value for money, so that's something to bear in mind.
Well, it's going to be a very interesting summer indeed throughout Spain and its neighbours. Anything else crossing the radar apart from storms? And what have you got? It's going to be a very an interesting, busy 24 hours for you guys at ABTA and all the members as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think we've some more good news, but we've seen more countries easing restrictions. In Holland, for example, if you're coming from the UK, you won't have to self-isolate anymore, which is good news. Great country, really love it. Switzerland also relaxing restrictions, and Austria as well. So again, more positive news in the right direction. So it means it's much easier for people to travel, but of course, at the same time, doing it safely.
Just got some breaking news, by the way, just to let you know, Sean, I don't know where you are, but the Met Office has just put a red warning on the east of England, including London, which will last until 3 p.m.
I basically took my bins in earlier, so...
Well, exactly. Super. Well, I mean, all things notwithstanding, hopefully it's not a good day to take your kite out or do some hang gliding unless you want to end up in the Baltic states. But Sean, if people want to get some more information about what's going on in terms, where can they go?
Yeah, just go to ABTA.com. As I said, that's particularly with restrictions lifting. We'll keep an eye on that as well.
As always, Sean, Sean Tipton Abton, thank you so much for your time today. Stay safe and watch out for other people's bins.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Springhill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.